That's it. It's over.
Game over.
Game over, man.
It's over.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
We're the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network, here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome in to the Blackhawks postgame show. Charlie Remeliotis here at the United Center, where the Blackhawks just fell to the New York Rangers 6-2. We're going to have a tight postgame show today, going up to 5:30. And if I had it my way, Troy Murray, I would go straight into Hamp and Obi right now, because I would love to hear their thoughts on the Bears-Packers game as we were headed on the monitor here, paused in our little intermission, their first or second intermission, can't remember what it was, saw the game-winning field goal, so looking forward to hearing what they have to say. But unfortunately, we have to talk about this one. Hawks scored the first goal in this hockey game. Unfortunately, they weren't able to capitalize on it, and New York, once they tilted the ice in their favor, they held control of the game the rest of the night.
The Hawks made they're up 1-0, but then they made some mistakes. And, you know, just go back to the first two goals that were scored by the Rangers. Teravainen didn't get the puck in deep. He was trying to, you know, just flip one into the zone, but he didn't get to the red line. And you're going up against the second-best faceoff team, which the Rangers ended up at 57% in this game. So not actually bad for the Blackhawks. But, you know, that's just a mental mistake. Get to the red line and then get it in deep. You're up 1-0. You don't want to give the Rangers that offensive zone faceoffs. Well, they won the draw. They moved it around, and they put it in the back of the net. And then you look at the second mistake in the first period that cost the Blackhawks a goal was Craig Smith along the left wing side as a right-hander. He looks up and he sees something on the other side of the ice, and he tries a backhand pass, you know, inside the blue line across the ice. It was picked off by the Rangers. Shortly thereafter, the Rangers scored, and it's 2-1. And I think there was deflating there. But those are just individual mistakes that you can't make if you're... You just can't make those mistakes. You're in the lead, and you know you need to protect that lead. I know it's early on, but still, those are not high-percentage plays to make through your own zone on the back end, especially. You just can't do that. The play by Teravainen, I understood what he was trying to do, but he's got to make sure that he gets the red line, or he's got to make sure that he doesn't ice the puck there. So when you're up 1-0, you've got off to a good start, and all of a sudden you make a couple mistakes. The Rangers gain the momentum, and then the Hawks were not able to turn things around in the second period. The Rangers dominated that second period, got some lucky goals that just went through traffic, and Soderblom couldn't see him. And so you can't fault him for a lot of these goals in tonight's game. The play in front of them, very sloppy. The middle of the ice, the slot area, not protected very well. And, you know, you're just... The guys, I mean, you look at Bertuzzi, I mean, he's been playing hard. He works hard. He's going to the front of the net. He scores goals. I mean, Bedard got an assist in this game, but he was really quiet. I mean, if you look at him, he had an assist, and he's got a 7-game point streak going, the best of his career. Give him credit for that. But no shots on goal. His biggest strength is his shot. He only had one shot attempt in this game, and that was the one in the second period where he kind of came around the net and he tried to shoot one up into the top corner, and he missed it and hit the side of the net. And as he was going off the ice, he slammed his stick, so there was some frustration there. And, you know, three giveaways and lost 7-9 draws. So that was a tough afternoon for Connor Bedard.
The tough part about this game is not the fact that the Blackhawks lost this game. It's that it was self-inflicted wounds that created the momentum for the Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the Rangers were skating circles around Chicago. Like, the Blackhawks scored the first goal. They were out shooting the Rangers, I know, early, 3-0. And then after that, the Rangers finished with 14-3 in the first period. But it was the two self-inflicted wounds that you mentioned that led to the Rangers capitalizing on that momentum and the missed opportunities.
Yeah, those were only two that they ended up scoring on.
Right.
There was a lot more mistakes in that first period when they just shouldn't have to. I mean, you know, so you make mistakes, and all of a sudden, you know, like that the play by Smith, and I'll just, you know, point it out for an example, is you've got your other guys getting out of the zone. you know, they're heading up towards the Rangers' end of the ice. Well, the puck doesn't get out of the zone. Well, now they got to turn around. And your defensemen are jumping up into the play. Now, all of a sudden, they're caught flat-footed, and the other team's coming, you know, against you. So those mistakes, they work themselves into a position where now you don't have any defensive zone structure. And Rangers have the puck, and they're a good puck-moving team. They cycle the puck well. That's what Panarin does. That's what these guys do. But all of a sudden, you've got guys coming into the, back into the zone. They're, it's scrambly because now the centerman's out of position. The defenseman's got to stop, and he's got to start. Maybe one guy's heading off. And you know, just everything gets disorganized by an individual mistake. And that's the way the game of hockey is. I mean, it's a game of mistakes. Who capitalizes on those opportunities? Who covers up those opportunities that are created by simple mistakes? But, you know, the mental side of it just didn't seem to be there. Not the smart plays, not the right plays, and the Rangers were able to capitalize. Give Rangers a ton of credit. They're going to say they played a great game. There's always two sides to the story. You know, we had good traffic in front of the net. We were finding the shooting lanes. We were finding those high slot area shots opportunities in this game. They're going to really love what they did to keep everything quiet for the Blackhawks. And the Blackhawks, in my opinion, just didn't do enough in this game to deserve to win it, or even, you know, I mean, I think the score actually is a pretty good indication of how the game went as it moved along.
Disappointing result, too, because after the win on Friday against Montreal, we heard the theme from the locker room, most notably from Blackhawks captain Nick Foligno, saying, we want to turn the page on 2024 and play a brand of hockey that Blackhawks fans can be proud of. And for them to follow up a game like that with a game like this against a team that has really been spiraling out of control, where they started the year, the Rangers, 12-4-1, and in the 21 games prior to this one, they had just 5 wins. It's like, it's not like the Colorado Avalanche, they're going to be in town on Wednesday. It's not like New York is Colorado. Like, this was a very winnable game for Chicago, and so for them to lose after saying what they had said on Friday kind of makes this loss sting a little bit more.
Yeah, that's the disappointing part of this whole thing. And you know, this is rinse and repeat a lot of times. A good game and then an off game like this afternoon. And you can't fault your goaltenders. You got to be a lot better in front of them. You got a phenomenal game against Montreal from Soderblom, but you know, everybody raved about it, but you were giving up too many quality chances in that game, and your goaltender kind of, you know, was the guy that got you the victory in a lot of ways. You know, tonight, pucks went in. Pucks at the other end of the ice didn't go in, but you didn't create enough chances. You didn't create enough havoc in front of the net. And when you looked at the type of brand of hockey they played against Montreal, you didn't bring that into this game. Some guys, like Smith, had 5 shots on goal in this game, and he had 4 hits. I thought that he was involved, and I said that even before I looked at some of the numbers. So, you know, he did make a mistake, but maybe that mistake, you know, propelled him to say, you know, I'm mad, I'm frustrated because I made that mistake. And he worked hard. He showed some really good speed in this game and physicality. But, you know, not a lot of other guys followed up in that area. And I just think that, you know, even a Colton Dock in this game, 5 shots, 5 hits in his NHL debut. No shots, 2 hits in this game, and I don't remember where the hits came from, but I certainly remembered the ones in the game against Montreal. So, you know, even for Colton Dock, and I know it's a little, you come off a high playing your NHL debut to now just another game because you've played that game, but you know what, he needs to be more assertive, you know, to be that player that we saw in the first game, and he's got to do it every game until he establishes himself in the NHL, and then he's got to keep doing it. It's tough to break into this league, and then it's tougher to stay into the league. So, you know, just a lot of, I thought, very subpar performances in this game with the mental mistakes that were made throughout this game and what those mental mistakes led to as far as their problems in their own end of the ice.
By the way, you said tonight, so put a quarter in the jar. Yeah, but to be fair, I actually caught myself saying, I said all night earlier in this post-game show, so I should put one in as well. I think,
well,
I said it.
It cancels
like,
off.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I think I've said it like 5 or 6 times.
Did John
today.
Say it at all today?
I actually do. Oh, John says one.
He said
look
one.
At it. He's a man
so
of
there
integrity.
We are. We're all equal.
We're all even. Well, if you just eliminate the pregame show, then we're all equal. But
yeah. You're up on it. You're plus one.
I think I said three.
So you're minus one.
I'm a minus three for counting. But we'll...
frustrated, I think. And, you know, it'd be interesting to hear the comments of, you know, the guys from the locker room because, you know, they thought that they had the right formula. And it just didn't happen here. And now you got one of the faster teams as far as the Avalanche coming in on Wednesday night. So you got to regroup pretty quick here and figure it out of how you need to play. Nathan MacKinnon, maybe the best player on the planet right now. You can't make the mistakes that you did here and expect to get results out of that game.
By the way, I think this was the second time all season the Blackhawks did not have a single power play in a game. So that also didn't help either. But at the same time, Hawks
the Hawks had one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't. Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, that was very early in the hockey game.
Yeah, well, were you here then or not?
I was.
You made a mental mistake right there.
I did. That's I'm a dash four now.
You got to be better.
I'm having a rough one. I'm having a rough one.
The Rangers didn't have a power play.
Correct. The Rangers didn't have a power play. All right, let me scrap that from my notes. Okay, great. All right, let's move on. Oh, hey, by the way, you guys were joking about the righty goaltender. Remember the stat that I shared a few games ago against Washington when it was Logan Thompson? Well, I continued this stat. So the Hawks now, since the start of the 2017-18
season... Oh, you're
going to
give the record against right... Oh, come on.
Yes,
okay.
The Blackhawks record, or I should say the record for right gloved goaltenders.
Spit it out.
Are 18-5-2 against the Blackhawks, a save percentage of .929. So, there is something to it.
Against the right-handed goaltenders have won that many games?
Yeah, those goaltenders are 18-5-2 against the Blackhawks. John, what do you have to say?
I think some apologies might be in order.
No, there's no apologies. No apologies.
Wait, let me.
I had to borrow that line from the movie Deming. Good Morning Vietnam.
Louis Domingue has three of those wins, by the way.
How about it?
Yeah.
When he was with Arizona, they did have problems with him.
Yeah, but he beat the Blackhawks three Tampa times Bay. As a right-handed goaltender.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Hawks had problems.
Oh, yeah.
The right-handed shooters had problems. But see how many goals left-handed dig it up for next year.
I don't know if I'll be able to dig that one up. But, all right. We got to get to a break because we got a tight post-game show today. Thank you, Troy Murray, for your help, as always.
Yeah, I'm not much of a help to either one of you guys.
All right. It's like power plays, zero power plays. Yep, forgot about that one. 60-something seconds into the game. 67. All right. Blackhawks fall to the New York Rangers 6-2. We got some Blackhawks sound rolling in from the locker room as the Blackhawks post-game show rolls on after this.
Here's Miller with a shot from the right point. He scores. Filippino was in front of the Hawk net battling with Nolan Allen. I don't know if that puck ricocheted off of Hedel and into the Hawk net or not. But it's 6-2.
Back here at the United Center, the Blackhawks fall to the New York Rangers 6-2. That goal you just heard was Philip Hedel's second of the day for the New York Rangers. The Blackhawks have now lost, in their four of the last five losses, they've given up at least four goals in every single one of those losses. So not a great trend if you're the Blackhawks. They had that 6-2 loss to Buffalo, the 5-1 loss to Dallas, and the 6-2 loss to St. Louis, obviously in the Winter Classic. Come back with a 4-2 win over Montreal and then another four-goal loss against the New York Rangers. So Hawks got a bad taste in their mouth from some of these games that they've been putting together in the losses. Tyler Bertuzzi, he stayed red hot in this game, scoring early in this hockey game, his sixth goal in his last seven games and his 14th goal of the season. He spoke to the media just a little bit ago. Let's hear what he had to say.
It looked like a sluggish effort. Were you surprised at how kind of flat you guys came out?
Yeah, I thought our start was actually not too bad, and then after the 10-minute mark, we kind of started going downhill, and we weren't making simple plays and hard plays and keeping it simple, cost us.
Why does that happen?
I wish I had the answer.
On the flip side, on the positive side, what's worked with you and Bedard these last couple games?
I think just as we play more, we kind of, we know where each other are going to be, and You know, I just got to find open ice, and you know, I know he's going to make good plays. And the biggest thing for us is you know, being good defensively, and we got to work on that and be better.
How smart was that play by him to get the loose puck before Sedinjai got to it?
Yeah, you know, that's part of defense too, just tracking back and creating turnovers, and you know, we need to do that the whole game.
I feel like maybe a little too passive in the D zone.
Yeah, yeah, we need to be faster, harder, harder in the D zone, more physical, and you know, just make the simple play to get it over the blue, and then go to work.
Are there things you can do to kind of inject a little life that way, like, you know, make a hit, or just is there a way to get a team going when it's not happening?
Yeah, I mean, hit, block, whatever it is, it should you know, obviously get the team going. We need a little bit more of that from everyone. You know, when the energy's down like it was tonight, you know, we need to pick me up.
Seems like this kind of lax play by the Hawks in the second period. What do you attribute that to?
Just not making simple plays. Kind of shying away from our plan that, you know, we were heading into the game with, and you know, just being you know, not smart with the puck, not making simple plays, and you know, cost against a good team.
Nick's talked a lot this year about the kind of one step forward, two steps back, and you have a game like you had on Friday to come back like this. How frustrating is that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you play such a good game Friday, and you know, you're feeling good. It was a full 60 minutes from everyone, and then we come out and, you know, we do that. You know, we're at home a lot this month. Got to take advantage of it, have more energy next game.
Thanks, Tyler.
That was Blackhawks forward Tyler Bertuzzi. You know, I didn't see the physicality in this game that we saw on Friday against Montreal that he was mentioning, and Bertuzzi just acknowledged that as well. You know, when the energy is down, you have to deliver some big hits, try to get the game going, and I just didn't sense that kind of energy by the Blackhawks in this game. They finished with 16 hits. Five of those came in the first period only, and so you didn't see that same kind of physicality by Chicago that they came out with by channeling the emotions in the right way on Friday. You wish you would have seen the carryover in that game. I will acknowledge Bertuzzi and Bedard that they're clicking right now, and even though Bedard didn't have he only had one shot attempt in this game, zero shots on goal for the fourth time this season. He did extend his point streak to 7 games, which continues to be a career long, and Bertuzzi stayed hot by finding the back of the net. So I really like that combo together. This was clearly not a game that the Blackhawks liked both as a team, and also Bertuzzi and Bedard. I think that was really the only highlight of the game, but I think you continue to roll with that combo in Bedard and Bertuzzi because they have a great thing going right now. Just kind of a little bit of a hiccup in this game against the Rangers. Wyatt Kaiser on the back end scored his first career NHL goal in this game. Unfortunately, it came in a loss, but he finally gets off on the board in that department. Let's listen in to his post-game media availability.
But just getting the first one tonight for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. Yeah. Lots of chances, so nice for finally one to go on.
We were trying to remember, has there been one in the past that might have been, if it was just allowed or something? We all thought you already had.
No, I mean, there's been a lot of posts in that.
Okay. how we seem to feel like a broken record, you know, just you guys get out on a lead and then what happens?
You know, I don't know, to be honest. And it happens a lot, so I don't know if there's any one thing. I think it's just a lot of different dominoes that don't go our way. So we're still trying to figure it out.
It seemed a particularly kind of sluggish game out there. It was just hard to get any energy up for this one?
Yeah, I mean, afternoon games sometimes it's a little harder to get into it and get going, but it's still unacceptable.
What were they doing that made it tough, I guess?
They were moving their feet. They were winning a lot of their battles in the old zone, creating more old zone time for them, and then we're running around a little bit, trying to sort it out. So.
That was Blackhawks defenseman Wyatt Kaiser. First career NHL goal and his 71st NHL game. So I'm sure the monkey is off his back for Kaiser, who I thought had one earlier in the year too, or earlier in his career as well. But that was his first one, so nice to finally get on the board for Wyatt. All right, we got more to get to on the Blackhawks postgame show, including our save of the game, which is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Panarin back the other way, over the Hawk line, down the right wing from the corner. Centers! And a shot from Lafreniere. Might have hit caught Arvid Soderblom and hit the post. And it stayed out of the Hawk net.
Today's Save of the Game is sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. Tough day for Arvid Soderblom, but I don't think he was probably one of the least of the concerns for Chicago because of the breakdowns that happened in front of him. So you look at his stat lines, gave up 6 goals on 34 shots for a save percentage of .794. Not great, but I did think it was the Blackhawks rewarded Arvid by giving him a second consecutive game after the performance that he had against Montreal on Friday with 38 saves. He was excellent. I think you're seeing the Blackhawks. They're going to start riding the hot hand a little bit in goal because they haven't been getting consistent enough goaltending under Sorensen that they were getting earlier in the season under Luke Richardson. So hopefully the Blackhawks can turn that around, the overall team save percentage. All right, Anders Sorensen, he just spoke to the media just a little bit ago. Let's hear what the Blackhawks interim head coach had to say about this loss.
You get off to the start that you wanted again, and you know, what is it about this group that... You know, what can you do to keep it from snowballing when one thing goes bad and just trying to catch it?
Well, today it was evident the puck management, right? We were off at a good start, and then our puck management was not good at all, unacceptable. And then we get stuck in our own zone because we're tired and we can't get out. And it just, you know, it's a recipe for nothing good comes out of that.
Team had very little fire and energy today. Is there someone on this team that you can look to and say, you know, you're the guy who can give us a lift here, or is that something you're still looking for?
Well, I think it has to be a group thing too, right? It can't just be one guy or two guys. I do think we have some guys who are trying to do that, right? But it has to be, it comes from the group itself, right? It's not fair to put it on one or two guys to constantly be in that role, right? It's got to be a group effort, right?
Can't force it either, right? It's got to come kind of somewhere organically.
Yeah, exactly. And we've had guys, like, we have guys that are trying it, if it was last, you know, if it's some of those older guys, but it has to be a group thing.
What do you think went wrong with the puck management? Like, were guys just making risky plays? Or?
Yeah, decision making was just the turnovers, then the icings, and those are things that hurt, right? And good face-off team on the other side, and we've been struggling with some face-offs, and you know, when you're iced at that many times, I think there was 2 off the face-offs today, right? So that's not a good recipe, obviously.
Why did the Rangers have so much success down the middle today? Where their goals, most of their goals came through the middle.
In the slot, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it's because we got fatigued in our D zone, and then they were able to expose it, right?
Putting Colton up with Bedard, what do you see with that?
Yeah, I just want to try to change something up, get a little spark. I thought Colton was skating, so trying to get him with Connor and see if we mix it up a little bit.
Seemed like Nazar was playing a little bit better than most maybe today. What do you think of him?
Yeah, I thought too, once I think Mickey was back on that line, it seemed to help that line with Table and him. So that was positive.
Why does it work so well with Bedard and Bertuzzi? Those two seem to have been... catching each other the last couple of games.
Yeah, I think with Bertuzzi, he's so predictable, right? He goes to the same areas and he finds pucks, he wins pucks and gets them to Connor. And then, you know, today he's always on those, he's always around that paint, right?
Why is he able to do that and so many guys aren't? Like, what is it that Bertuzzi does that allows him to just be kind of around the net and have to be in position to score those?
Yeah, I mean, great question. I think it's just, he's done it for a lot of years, right? But I think he understands that, hey, you get to those areas and you're going to score some goals, right? And it's something we need to do better as a group, you know?
It's like a really simple idea, doesn't it? But he's one of the few guys that really does that on a lot of teams consistently.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's really good there. So give him credit for that, but it's something as a group we can do better.
It's been hard lately to protect those 1-0 leads in the first period, you know? Like, it seems like it would be a big mental boost to go into the first intermission.
not letting them score, but that just doesn't seem to happen. Do you have a beat on that?
Well, I think today, for example, it was the puck management, right? And I think it's been past games as well. It's just understanding that you can play some shifts off and nothing has to happen, but you got to leave the next line in a good situation. And today we didn't, if it was turnovers or icings.
And then Kaiser, how good is it, you know, positive that he gets his first?
First goal, yeah. Yeah, nice play by Frankie and just quick hard shot. Nothing complicated, right?
It was Blackhawks interim head coach Anders Sorensen talking about this 6-2 loss to the New York Rangers. Yeah, it kind of echoed what Troy was talking about after the game about the decision-making, the turnovers and the icings that led directly to some of the goals for the New York Rangers. And so Blackhawks were a little bit sloppy with their puck management today and some of their decisions, and so hopefully they get that out of their system. And we'll preview Wednesday's game on the other side of the break because they're not going to be able to make those kinds of decisions against a very good Colorado Avalanche team. We got one more break, and then we're going to wrap up the Blackhawks postgame show after this on 720 WGN.
Here's Kirby Dach now from Montreal. He's got to shoot a winner against the Blackhawks, and he can win it tonight against Colorado. Dach up the middle, turns around, and he scores! Kirby Dach with the winner in the shootout, and Montreal pull off another comeback on the road and steal this one away from Colorado, 2-1 in Denver.
Today's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That call was by Victor Finley of TSN 690. The Colorado Avalanche went toe-to-toe with the Montreal Canadiens last night, and the Canadiens won in a shootout 2-1. It was Colorado's first loss since December 16th, almost 3 weeks ago. Colorado has been on fire lately, 6-0-1-1 in their last seven, 10-2-1 in their last 13 games. It kind of coincided with Mackenzie Blackwood being acquired by the Colorado Avalanche, the goaltender. He's 6-1-1 with the Avalanche, a 1.7 goals against average and a .935 save percentage since the trade. So if he's in net on Wednesday for Colorado, the Blackhawks are going to have a tough task for them because he is red hot. And, man, dynamic trio for the Avalanche that the Blackhawks have to be ready for. Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, and Cale Makar. MacKinnon leads the NHL with 65 points. Rantanen is third in the NHL with 57, and Cale Makar is 10th with 49 points. So three of the top 10 NHL scorers are on the Colorado Avalanche. MacKinnon, by the way, has a seven-game point streak. He's got 15 points over that span, so he's averaging more than 2 points per game, one goal, 14 assists. And so that is a three-headed monster for Colorado, and then you couple that with a really hot goaltender, and they are firing on all cylinders. So Chicago better be ready to come to play on Wednesday at the United Center. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. Big thanks to our on-site reporter of Jack Heinrich and our production crew of Michael D. Leonardis. They were led by our engineers, the captains, Nick Heppner here at the United Center, and our fearless colonel, Brett Jackson, back at the station. For John Weideman and Troy Murray, who brought you the call, I'm Charlie Romeliotis, signing off after a 6-2 Blackhawks loss to the New York Rangers. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday night from the UC.